You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to another episode of NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Rishi K and I'm your host on this podcast. It's all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. We're already in the final month of the first quarter of the calendar year and things are starting to heat up. The Lok Sabha elections are upon us and you know what that means. It means our stock markets are going to see fluctuations based on the daily political news coming out. Now, stock markets and equities are the barometer of a country's economic growth. If the markets are up, it means the country's economic future is bright. A good head for a stock market can make you a millionaire, but the road is paved with potholes and ditches. People get very excited when it comes to stock markets and equities. A lot of people look at markets as a get-rich-quick pathway. Some prefer to not directly invest in equities, and others keep away from it completely. Yet, there are those who understand the power of good stock market investments and how to make millions of the stock market. Most of the world's richest people owe their success to holding a large piece of stock of a particular company or several smaller pieces of many companies. Well, the new financial year is already here and a lot of us haven't gotten into stocks and equities because we have apprehensions about the stock market. Not anymore. On today's podcast, we're going to try and ease your doubts about stocks and equities and get you comfortable with them. Let's get started with equities. Let's build some wealth. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. India has one of the youngest populations in the world, and the whole world believes that the Indian economy will continue to grow. On today's episode, we will look at the baby steps needed to set up shop in the equity market. Let's welcome our guest of the day. Let's say hi to Ashish Shankar, Head Investment Advisory at Motilal Oswal Private Wealth Management. With over two decades of experience in the financial sector, Ashish is an expert on the markets and advising individuals on investing their hard-earned wealth. A key member of the management team at Motilal Oswal, Ashish manages teams across four key verticals: financial strategy, products and research, estate planning, and client experience. Hey Ashish, welcome to InvestorCast. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Richie. It's an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
Equities have always held a fascination for us, Ashish. In your opinion, what are the golden rules for investing in equities?
So, Rishi, there are a couple of golden rules. One, come to equity markets with time on your side. Because at the end of the day, when you're buying stocks, you're essentially buying pieces of businesses. And businesses take time to deliver and grow their profits. So if you do not have time on your side, you should not be in equities. The second golden rule is you should know what you're investing in. So if you're investing in pieces of business, the first thing you should do is try and understand the business, underlying business, and try and estimate how this business will grow over a period of time. Because in the longer run, you will make as much money as the business does. In case you do not have the expertise, time, or inclination to understand the business and monitor it on a regular basis, don't worry. There are other ways to participate in the same market. There are indirect ways like mutual funds. But again, the two golden rules are: one, have time on your side. B, understand the businesses that you're investing in.
So you're saying that potential investors, people who haven't ever gotten into equities before entering the world of equities, this is pretty much what they need to keep in mind. Anything you'd like to add to that?
The only other thing I'd like to add is do not invest in something that you don't understand. Try and build on your circle of competence. So I can give you an example. Let's assume that somebody is working in the pharmaceutical industry and he understands that industry very well. This guy is better off trying to buy companies which are in the pharma industry because he has an edge there. However, if this guy doesn't understand, let's say, the capital goods industry, then he has no business trying to own stocks which are in that industry. And like I said, mutual funds is always a good idea for first-time investors.
We've all heard of people becoming overnight millionaires through stock markets, Ashish. That's not going to happen at least 99% of the time, or with 99% of regular investors. What are some realistic expectations for all of us to have?
Yeah, so that's always an allure, right? That's always a lure, a get-rich, fast thing. And that's why you see so many people going to casinos or buying lottery tickets in the hope that, you know, they're going to win the $1 million, which is the prize on the lottery ticket. However, I can tell you with experience of almost more than two decades now, it doesn't work like that in the stock markets. It may work for some time, so you may buy a stock and it may go up, it may double or it may even triple in a very short period of time. But if you spend long enough in the markets, you'll realize that eventually there is a concept called mean reversion, which catches up with you. Like I said earlier, ultimately, the returns that you'll make from your equity portfolio will mirror the business growth of the underlying companies of the portfolio that you hold. One way to try and arrive at a reasonable return is to look at what has happened in the past. So if you see the history of stock markets in India, the Sensex or the Nifty, which are the two common indices that investors track, it pretty much gives you what is the health of the economy and reflection of, and it's a reflection of the markets. Over the last 30, 35 years, the Nifty and the Sensex have delivered close to 16% return per annum. So that's a good starting point to set an expectation. So if you end up making more than 15, I would say it's a bonus.
Now, we can categorize investors into risk takers, risk averse people, and someone in the middle. My question to you is, are there equities for all these kinds of investors? And beyond that, what role does risk appetite play in this investment?
Right. So, Rishi, that's an interesting question. And I get asked this by many investors as to, are there different types of stocks that, you know, different people should own? Although there are a lot of theories around it. But my view is ultimately, if you're buying a stock, you're buying a piece of business. And in my framework, there are only two kinds of stocks. There are good stocks and there are bad stocks. The good stocks are businesses which make more money than the cost of capital. So if the cost of capital in India is, let's say, 12 or 13%, and businesses which make more than that, let's say 15 or 16%, are good businesses. So at the end of the day, if as an investor you want to create wealth over a period of time, you should ensure that you are invested in businesses that generate a return which is higher than cost of capital. And if they do that consistently, I can assure you that you'll make a lot of money in the long run. The bad businesses are businesses which don't even make the cost of capital. So if, let's say, you're borrowing at 10%, but the money that you're borrowing is earning you only 5% return on the capital employed, then you're actually losing money. And there are a lot of such businesses which exist in India. And the problem is these businesses, when they grow, they compound the problem. So these are the businesses to avoid. So ensure that you're invested in good quality businesses. Again, you know, if you're not an expert and you don't have the time and inclination to do this, then find a good fund manager or a mutual fund who can do it on your behalf. Coming to the second part of the question, Rishi, often, you know, I find this dichotomy between risk appetite and risk temperament. And allow me to elaborate here. Risk appetite is something that you you say upfront. So whenever we meet clients, we ask them what their risk appetite is, and by that what we mean is, are you willing to see your portfolio fluctuate? Let's say go down by 5%, 10%. Are you willing to live with that kind of volatility? If a 5% downtick in your portfolio or 5% downside in the value of your portfolio disturbs you, then obviously equities is not an asset class for you. The second part, when I said risk temperament, what I meant was upfront, let's say you may say I'm willing to tolerate 10 or 20% downside on my portfolio, But when the event actually happens, a lot of investors tend to panic. And that's when you know the temperament of the client. So if you spend, let's say, 2 to 3 years in equities or even 4 years, the longer the better, you get to know what your risk temperament is. And these two things are very critical in determining how much equities you should have in your portfolio. Because remember, at the end of the day, investments are there to ensure you have a peaceful retirement or you meet all your goals. But at the end of the day, it should also not give you sleepless nights. The journey should be peaceful and enjoyable.
You're listening to National Stock Exchange, NSE presents InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. We're committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. Our guest of the day, Ashish Shankar, Head Investment Advisory at Motilal Oswal Private Wealth Management. He's talking to us about getting started with equities. So are equities a good option for investors who are risk averse? Tell us that.
So there are two types of risk. One is a volatility risk, which is temporary loss of capital. And the second is a permanent loss of capital. I feel that investors should be concerned about the second risk more than the first risk, which is the permanent loss of capital. Hence, even risk-averse investors should have some equities in their portfolios, because if you do not have equities, the risk is that your capital will not grow above the cost of inflation. So if you have 100 rupees today, tomorrow that 100 rupees is worth 94, because your cost of goods or inflation is rising at 6% per annum. So there is a risk of not being invested in equity as well. So I strongly believe that even a risk-averse investor should have some allocation to equities. Now, what is that right allocation can be decided with a financial advisor.
Direct investing in stocks or investing through mutual funds, what is the route you'd advise?
Yes, so direct investing in stocks requires time. It requires a reasonable understanding of a few businesses, because at the end of the day, if you have to understand how some of these businesses will make money, you need to understand the fundamentals of those businesses. If you do not have the time, inclination, or you do not have the expertise, then it is better to start with a good quality mutual fund. In fact, for a first-time investor into equities, I would strongly recommend that they start with a high-quality mutual fund. They should watch how the fund invests, what are the companies they are buying. And then if they really have the inclination to start buying direct equities, I would say they can do it after they are invested in a fund for a while.
Well, Warren Buffett has said, Ashish, that when he buys a stock, he wants to keep it in his portfolio forever and ever. Does the same rule apply for Indian markets as well? Would you elaborate?
Yeah, so Buffett is the most successful investor in the world, and we take whatever he says very seriously. However, even Buffett has two parts to his portfolio. There are companies he buys out completely, and these are the kind of companies that he wants to own for life. But remember, in these companies, he's really a business owner, and he has control over these businesses. There is a second part of Buffett's portfolio as well, which is a portfolio of stocks which are listed. Now, even here, there are a lot of companies which he holds for long periods of time. But as opposed to the companies that he owns completely, this part of his portfolio, he monitors pretty frequently and does make changes as and when required. So my recommendation to investors, if they are invested directly in stocks, is that they need to continuously monitor their portfolio and the underlying businesses, because even over a longer run, there are businesses which also go through cycles. So you don't want to be stuck in a business which is at the sunset of its growth phase, because the value destruction can be quite dramatic. So to answer to sum up the answer, one need not make changes very frequently. However, one has to be vigilant and take action as and when needed.
What percentage should equities hold in our asset portfolio? Can you actually break that down according to different age groups, please?
So the traditional classic portfolio theory says that you should have one third in equities, one third in fixed income, and one third you should have in real estate. Right now, this is a age old theory. However, this can be adjusted depending on the individual comfort of the investor. So if somebody is very, very comfortable holding equities, you can go up to 50, 60, 70% in equities and have lesser in debt and real estate. However, as you go closer to your retirement and you need cash flows from your portfolio, you can go towards one third equities. So as your cash flow requirements come closer, you should go towards one third equities. Else, you can be 50% or higher invested in equities. Again, you know, there's no simple answer for all investors. It has to be customized. But one third is a good starting point for equities, and it can go up as high as two thirds, and come down to one third closer to retirement, or if the goal is approaching closer.
A lot of people, Ashish, get emotionally attached to the stocks they hold. Give us a tip or two. How do you avoid getting attached to one's stocks?
Yeah, it's very difficult not to get emotionally attached because as human beings, we are emotional in our outlook. One method which has worked for many investors is to write down why you bought a particular stock. So there is always a certain hypothesis based on which you buy a stock or a business. And on a regular basis, you keep revisiting that hypothesis. If that hypothesis doesn't hold true, then you must take action or sell the stock or buy more of the stock if the hypothesis becomes stronger. I think by writing down a lot of your investment hypothesis, you can save yourself from the emotional biases that occur when you invest in stocks. And it can bring down the emotional quotient in managing an equity portfolio.
Well, that's all the time we have as far as questions are concerned today. Ashish was very kind letting us pick his mind. He simplified a topic that all of us have always been fascinated by, but haven't really had the guts or the inclination to enter. I'm sure all of you, our listeners, are a lot more confident after today's session with Ashish Shankar. It's now time for our Wisdom in the Bank segment of the show that does a quick recap of all the points that our guest has spoken about. Treat stocks like pieces of business and understand the business you're investing in. Businesses take time to realize their potential. Before entering equities, make sure you have time on your side. There are good companies and bad companies. That's it. Whatever type of investor you are, be concerned with the kind of companies you want in your portfolio. Risk appetite is what you say up front. Risk temperament is what you do. So, risk appetite basically means you say you're willing to take a hit of 10 to 20%, a downward spiral in your portfolio. But risk temperament is how you actually behave when that happens. Everybody should have some allocation to equities. If you're risk averse, your allocation can be moderate. If you're a first-time investor, mutual funds are safer because you're looking at stocks through the lens of an expert. Once you've been in mutual funds for about 2 to 5 years, then you can think of equities. Warren Buffett's model, or Warren Buffett's model, is one, he becomes a business owner. He buys entire companies. Two, he buys pieces of companies and keeps a keen eye, keeps a watch on his portfolio, and takes the necessary action. A traditional portfolio has one-third equities, one-third debt securities, and one-third real estate. As your cash flow requirements change, this has to change. A good way to detach yourself from your equities is write down why you bought the stock in the first place and keep revisiting it. Something simple. Well, all the key points there that we discussed with Ashish Shankar, Head Investment Advisory at Motilal Oswal Private Wealth Management, on today's podcast. It's been a great episode and we've had a lot of fun talking about equities. We hope this has been as informative to you, our listeners, as it has been for us. Ashish, thanks very much. It's been an absolute pleasure and blast hanging with you on the show today. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, Rishi. It's been a pleasure at my end too.
That's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K, on the NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write into us at nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrol.com or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use the hashtag NSEInvestorCast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.